Melissa in Florida, then John, Delilah, Brooke, Adam, and others. Go ahead, Melissa.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I watched the 9/11 Whitewash Commission this afternoon, and right after that I continued to tape our local news from Orlando, and there's 2 to 3 minutes of video I'd like to play if you'd let me. The first part was to do with them claiming Michael Moore basically lied in his movie, saying that bin Laden's family members were allowed to fly out.
I'm begging you to send me that video. Richard Clark admits it. The White House admits it. Judicial Watch got the Customs Department documents, and I've heard people announcing all over the news that it's not true when it's public and admitted. Now, is this TV or radio?
This was TV, the local WESH Orlando news.
Will you do me a favor and send me a copy of that?
Yeah.
What's the W what?
It's WESH.
What exactly did they say? I don't know if we can air it, because sometimes it doesn't come across too good.
Okay. They said that Michael Moore, you know, in his recent Fahrenheit 9/11 movie, claimed that bin Laden's family members were allowed to fly out and got preferential treatment before airspace was open nationally after 9/11. And they showed videotape that they said was exclusive to them, where they taped his family members flying out of Orlando. It was Khalil bin Laden, his brother.
Yeah, that footage is in Moore's film.
And they said that they were not allowed to fly out until 8 days after 9/11, and it was a full week after airspace had been open. They also said that he claimed in the movie, and I saw it, and I know that they did claim this, that but the FBI didn't question his family members, and they said that that was a lie also.
They have the FBI agents on tape saying they didn't. We have the Customs Department documents of multiple flights on the 13th flying them out. Now, were there other bin Ladens flying out 8 days later? Probably sleight of hand there is probably what they're doing. Also, they had the bin Laden brother on Lair News Hour 2 weeks ago spouting off, and they said, well, where is bin Laden? Would you help us get him? And he said, well, that's a complex question. So I guess James Baker isn't representing the Saudis against the 9/11 families. And I guess Bush isn't in business with the bin Ladens either. They claim all that's a lie.
Yeah, I agree with you that they probably just used, you know, some of the family members flying out later on, and they're just claiming that all of them flied out then. And the other part was they played a video right after that where they claimed they had the hijackers who flew out of Dulles Airport in Washington, who hijacked Flight 77 and crashed into the Pentagon. And they showed them, and they said one of the men set off the metal detector.
Yeah, years later, they've now shown some videos, some blurry videos, some guys walking around in an airport.
Yeah, they said he set off the metal detector, but they went ahead and let him go through anyway, and they weren't sure why his knife and box cutter didn't set it off.
Huh.
So it doesn't even make sense. They said it set it off, and then they claimed it didn't, but they waved him through, so I have it all on tape.
Look, it's all a bunch of bull. I mean, look, and it's an independent commission, too, okay, Melissa?
Yeah.
Appointed by Bush, it's independent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Kissinger, he was going to be real independent, too.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, we're wrong. It is independent. We're liars. Being appointed by Bush is independent.
Exactly.
Well, will you mail me that video?
Yes.
Now you say it's 3 minutes long. I mean,
2 to 3 minutes, probably.
Tell you what, let me just hear a clip of it, and if I can hear it good, we might do it after the break.
Okay.
Now, you want to put your phone, I guess, about 6 inches from the speaker, okay, and you don't want to turn it up too much.
Okay.
But let me just hear what it sounds like. If it sounds good, hit pause and we'll come back and play it. But go ahead and play it.
Okay.
This is high tech, folks. Very high tech.
Here in Central Florida, News Channel 2's Bob Keeling is in the Satellite Center with details from the report.
Cast
more light on the
Melissa,
Orlando controversy. You make a call that.
Melissa, that sounds awesome. Cue that back up. We'll play that when we get back. Okay? Yeah, I knew that. I knew she'd keep playing it by the end of the 3 minutes, and then she'll have to rewind it on air. But all right, just keep trying to talk to her, get her to rewind it. We'll play some of this, I guess. And I said I'd play this clip about, is this a drill? You know, the air traffic controllers, because they've been told it was a drill, and now they've released a clip of that. And we'll also go to John and Delilah and Brooke and Adam and everybody else. and we'll recap some of the top stories as well. Stay with us. Folks, this is not debatable. That's it. I'm getting Judicial Watch on. Judicial Watch, you know, the folks that helped get the impeachment started on Clinton, far from some left-wing, you know, hit group or something, attack dogs. They did over 10 FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, and they, all the federal agencies, Defense Intelligence, CIA, FBI, refused. But Customs hadn't gotten the word not to release it, so they released the documents showing the bin Ladens and a bunch of top Saudis in three separate flights. Now, all we knew about was what was reported on September 13th by several of the Miami papers, and we have these posts on the website. I mean, this is from 2.5 years ago, folks, about them being flown out. These are articles about them being flown out before, you know, 8 days after, as this newscast supposedly says. So how is that? How are there news articles about flying them out before this news even claims that they flew out? How do we have a customs documents saying this? Richard Clark has gone public with this. Vanity Fair has had huge articles about this. Now, did some other bin Ladens fly out 8 days after or 5 days after? Sure, that could have happened. And that's the spin we're getting. So this is how they operate. But hey, it doesn't matter. Tell a lie enough, you know, big enough, and people believe it. Go ahead, Melissa, with that clip. Go ahead and play that clip for us.
Okay, and just to let you know, they mentioned this is on page 329 and 330 of the report where they talk about them flying out.
Oh, it's the 9/11 whitewash report tells us
mm-hmm.
this. Oh, okay. So, go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Here it is, high tech, folks.
Florida. News Channel 2's Bob Keeling is in the Satellite Center with details from the report, some that cast more light on the Orlando controversy. You may recall that the Bin Laden family, some of them, were here in the Orlando area, and now more on how they got out of the country. Bob.
That's right, Claire. We've already taken a look at some parts of this report, and on pages 329 and 330, they deal directly with the issue of whether the members of the bin Laden family were given preferential treatment to flee Orlando and other cities without the proper scrutiny. Let's show you some video that was taken exclusively by News Channel 2 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil, who had been here vacationing with other family members there on an estate that they owned in West Orange County. Now, according to this report, National Airspace had opened a full 6 days before this flight took place. The panel also states that the FBI interviewed all of the persons of interest on this flight. And more importantly, the panel says none of these passengers was connected to the 9/11 attacks. And they say in the 3 years since, there has been no evidence to change that conclusion. Now, the flight of bin Laden's extended family had been called into question by filmmaker Michael Moore, who questioned whether or not the bin Ladens were given special treatment to be able to flee the country while other commercial air traffic was grounded. And clearly the panel is sending a clear message that that did not happen, that this flight took place almost a full week after commercial air traffic was opened back up. One final note, we can tell you that the borders in Winter Park has already received copies of this report, and it's already on sale on their shelves.
Okay, that's the part. And the next part is about the hijacker. I don't know if you want me to play it or not.
Well, I'll tell you what. No, we don't need to play that. Okay. But please send me that video.
Okay, where do I send that?
Well, let me stop you just for a second. Well, now, let's go over this. Before I heard the clip, I predicted that this would be a separate flight. Notice he said other flights from other cities. They're talking about Orlando, not Miami, not Tampa flights. Notice that. Moore, in his film, has Larry King live with Bandar, the ambassador to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. They call him Bandar Bush. He says on Larry King Live, Larry King says, why were the bin Ladens flown out 2 days after 9/11? And he says, because the Saudi royal family felt that they might be abused or disliked, and people would be very angry, and this was not right, and so they were allowed to leave and not questioned. So we have him admitting it. It was bin Laden's older half-brother that's in the film, not that footage. So now we learn a younger brother, and he has over 100 siblings, 160 or something like that, or it's 100. It's in the high hundreds. So this is so classic. This is misdirection. What they'll do is bring you to another story, another issue, and now people will say, that's all a lie, that never happened. And the neocons were saying this day one. So that's exactly what they've done. We have the Commerce Department, we have Judicial Watch, the Customs Department, excuse me, not the Commerce Department, we have the Customs Department, Judicial Watch, we have Vanity Fair, we have Richard Clark, we have the Miami Papers, the Tampa Papers, we have all this confirming it for 2+ years, but then they go, oh, look, we shot some video of 8 days after 9/11 of some other bin Ladens flying out, and they were questioned. But the FBI's on record saying they didn't question the other bin Ladens that flew out in the days after 9/11. So this is classical twisting, but simple minds will buy it. Go ahead.
I totally agree with everything you said. Most people that don't pay attention to the news and don't pay attention to things like your audience does just buy everything hook, line, and sinker that they're shown on C-SPAN and television, etc.
All right. Thanks for the call, Melissa. Here's my address. You want my address? It's 3001. That's 3001, and it's South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Do you have that?
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Melissa.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if callers called in with clips like that, we could do it. But half the time, they put the phone too far away or too close. That actually sounded pretty good. John in Tennessee, go ahead. Thanks for holding.